Hey, brother, it's Ruben. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, we sent the wire over to your vendor.
Uh-huh.
So I sent him, and you're copied on the email, by the way.
Okay.
So I want to steal about 3 minutes of your time. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
And I'm going to send you everything in writing, but I like to kind of go over terms because it's my job and kind of going over exactly how these loans work, because sometimes when I don't explain it, it's kind of like speaking Greek. So you currently don't have a loan with Merchant Cash and Capital. You pay them off, correct?
Sorry, I didn't. You got cut out.
Sorry, you don't have a loan with BizFi. You've already paid them off, correct?
That's what got paid for.
You paid them off, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know you're doing a showroom, and I wanted to ask you before I kind of delve into this whole sales pitch, how much money in a perfect world would you be looking for?
In a perfect world, I'd like to borrow $100,000. But, I'm not sure.
Okay. And how much have you done? And did you do one loan with BizFi, or did you do multiple loans?
No, just one. Okay. They wanted to extend it. They wanted to add more. They wanted to, they basically told me that at the first couple of months, they were going to give me a better rate. Like after 3 months, I could refinance it and, do things in a halfway better rate and da-da-da. And I said, okay, that's how I fell off because I wanted to, keep business. And okay. Then, the minute that 3 months went by and, they were paid on time and all, it's when the thing, I try to call the rep again, and then what they sent me was basically saving like $500. I'm like, is that a joke?
Yeah, here's the thing. I have no reason to lie to you or do any of that, pardon my language, no reason to do any of that BS. That's not the way that I operate. I tell people the truth, and I want to tell you about an approval I have for you and how it works. And like I said, most importantly, anything I say over the phone, I'll tell you in writing, okay? Additionally, Sam, just, the vendor's funded. I don't know if your billing cycle is the 1st or the 15th, so I don't know if the prepayment you made covers August 15th to September 15th, or it covers September 1st to all September, and the prorated, I've got to get that answer to you, and I'll get it to you in the next few days, but let me tell you how my loan works, and I'm going to put all the cards on the table. So one thing you mentioned is a refinance. It's also called a renewal when someone tries to offer you more money. So here's how the way these loans work. And we're just going to use basic numbers, nothing to do with your loan, but so you can understand the concept. Because if you haven't done this before, then it's my job to explain it. So let's say you borrowed $30,000 before, and your payback was $36,000 over 6 months, correct?
Right.
So a way that a lot of these loans work is that you're committing to the amount you're paying back, not the principal, not the loan amount. And so what happens is if you have a 6 month loan and you do $30,000, the problem is that once you're halfway through there, you owe $18,000 because you paid off 18 over 36. Does that make sense?
Right. That's right.
And what happens is that you're going to take, now some of these companies, they give you a small discount for paying it off earlier doing a refinance. But like you mentioned, it's $500. It's nothing. It's not a lot. And so what happens is you're kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place. If you need more money, you have to roll over all that interest, and it sucks. So here's how my loan works. Number one, my rates that I start – now, I can give you two offers. I can give you one offer that will save you a few bucks in interest, or I can give you a much better program. And I feel it is important to give you the much better program. So here's how my loan would work. To start it off, I could give you $65,000 in cash today. Once you are halfway through the loan, you can refinance. And as part of the contract, if you refinance with us, we will waive the remaining interest. So let me make sure I can be very clear. The terms I'm quoting you are on 9 months. So let's say, and I'm just making up a number here, but I can send you all the spreadsheets, you have all the data. Let's say after 4.5 months, you owe us $30,000. I'm just making up a number. And let's say $20,000 of that is interest. I'm sorry, $20,000 is principal and $10,000 in interest. If you get another loan with us on the same program and we use part of the loan to pay off your existing balance, we will waive that remaining interest. And so we will give you money over a longer period of time for more amount of money, but if you refinance, we will waive all the remaining interest. Additionally, if you do refinance, we can often lower your rates. I cannot promise you anything that your rates will be lower. I don't do that kind of stuff. I will just tell you from my experience that we know it's a competitive marketplace, and most frequently we do lower our rates, but I will not tell you over anything over the phone where I'll promise you or tell you anything, because that's lying. I just don't do that. Your what was your payment when you did the $30,000?
It was like $260,000, $270,000, something around there.
Okay. Was it like $273,000? Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
Okay. So $270,000, I think it's like $273,000 and change, because that makes sense. You're about $34,000, $35,000. So let me show you the numbers that I can give you over both terms, and then you give me some feedback, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just so you know, there are a few fees on each program, and I'm going to give it all to you in writing after our phone call. So, Kings. And I, by the way, I know how this product works. I do a tremendous amount of these loans, and I do know that oftentimes customers are promised, hey, we'll give you a refinance and we'll lower your rate. I don't work that way, so I'm not going to tell you that, all right? So here's what I can offer you. If you did $65,000 loan, and you paid, sounds like you paid about, okay. Yes. Give me 1 second. So I can basically give you more than double the amount of money with not doubling your payment. So if I did $65,000, by the way, do you prefer daily or weekly payments?
I would prefer weekly, of course.
I can offer you weekly payments as well. So if I gave you a $65,000 loan over 9 months, the payment, the daily payment would be $440. So the weekly payment would be, let me bring this up. So $65,000. Why do you prefer weekly, by the way?
I just, you know, it's better for me because like I can kind of like know what money I'm counting with, and sometimes it's like if I see the account the next day is going to hit, you know, whatever amount, I don't have to run like at night to the bank.
Gotcha.
I just do. Yep.
All right. All right. So, and by the way, what I'm going to do is, before we make a decision, I might be able to even get you a little more money, but if $65,000 worked, you can go with that. Your weekly payment on $65,000 would be $2,133 a month. I mean, $2,133 a week. In terms on the fees on this program, I want to give that to you as well. There's a small fee of 2.5% taken out of the loan. You're not writing a check. So just to give you an idea, if you did $65,000, you're getting actually funded into your account $63,375. And as part of that's option one. That's $65,000. Now there's another way that I can give. I want to give you just a comparison though, to give you an idea of what else I can do. I can give you, and I want to give you an apples to apples comparison, because you funded, looks like you did $30,000 with MCC and you paid back about $36,000. Is that correct?
That sounds right, yes.
Okay. So here's a comparison. That was over a six month period. I can give you, if it all comes down to rate, I can give you a much, much better rate, where I could give you $30,000 and over 9 to 10 months, you would pay back that same amount. So you're very similar, maybe $36,500, $37,000. So you'd have the money for almost twice as long, but it would cost the same. Do you mind if I kind of give you my opinion? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So oftentimes in this industry, many customers, everyone's always looking for the lowest rate, and they're always, just when people talk to you, they're always looking for the lowest price for stone. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. But there's also something to do with actually the quality of the stone, the install, all that good stuff, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So my opinion is this. the most important thing for a customer who is borrowing money, there's three major factors. There's the amount of money, there's the refinance option, and there's the ease of process. Mm-hmm. I think the $65,000 loan, and I might be able to get you a few more bucks, but if the $65,000 loan, in my opinion, makes the most sense, because if you refinance, you are not on the hook for all that remaining interest. You don't have to roll over all that interest. It says part of your contract. It says if you do a renewal, this loan is forgiven. So my opinion is if you do a $65,000 loan over 9 months, that means in 4.5 months, you can ask for more money. And if you renew, you'll have all your interest waived. So that's my opinion is that program is the best fit for your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The question I'd ask you is this. Would it be important to you to see if we can bump that loan from 65 to a little higher?
I mean, I would like to look at the options, yeah.
Okay. So here's what and you don't need to make a decision like right now. You can wait a day or so, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'd like to do. I'm asking, my best underwriter works with me on all these files. He's been here for years. I'd like you to press pause, and I will get back to you later today or first thing tomorrow morning on if I can increase this loan amount.
Okay.
I'll run through all the numbers, and if it works, we'll send you a contract for you to review and then hopefully get you funded.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. I will be following up with you shortly, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.